Huggies on 3-1 Joker!
Huggies!
Win or go home. A cliche, certainly, but also the reality of life in the postseason. The records don't mean anything at this point. Ask the Rams of Fresno City College, who didn't lose a single game in 2013 until they were upset by Foothill in the second round. This season, they again enter the playoffs with a number one seed and an undefeated record. The number 16 Vikings of DVC are hoping that all of their hard work and moral victories over the last 4 months have earned them the favor of the soccer gods, who are known to be capricious judges of a team's worth this time of year. The green and white open up the postseason on the road. It's the Northern California Regional Playoffs on Viking Soccer Real Time. Welcome to VSRT, coming to you from Fresno, California. This is your host and commentator, Joe Hickey. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. If you're a regular, welcome back. Either way, buckle up. The Vikings have ended the regular season on a defensive high, as Megan Elm's goal has been kept pristine for 282 straight minutes now, dating back to Vanessa Haro's game clincher for Delta 4 matches ago. An expected shutout against Sac City, an emphatic shutout against River, and a hard-fought nil draw against Santa Rosa have underlined what we've known for a while now about the Vikings. They are tough to break down. In fact, that Haro goal and Tyler Fenton's goal in Modesto the week before are still the only ones the Vikings have conceded from open play in their last 10 matches, highlighted by a 570-minute span in which they conceded nothing outside of set pieces. Those set pieces have been a little dangerous of late, though, as both Modesto and Delta opened their scoring off the Vikings from corner kicks, and Sierra beat DVC with an Amanda Susbia free kick. And of course, the less said about those two PKs against American River and Cosumnes River, the better. Woof. That defense was nearly the key to a big result when these two teams met up on September 5th. The Vikings held themselves in the game at 1-0 for over 50 minutes after conceding a 35th-minute opener to Janelli Rangel. Near the 85th minute, Kelly Goodman almost equalized by beating goalkeeper Maria Magana from 40 yards away on a free kick, before Fresno first took advantage of the Vikings' desperation to tally in the 87th, then took advantage of a letdown to nab a third in the final minute. For the most part, though, the prolific Rams' attack was stymied by Megan Elm's best performance of the season and probably best as a Viking, and a depleted defense that still managed to rise to the occasion. That was on September 5th, and DVC have improved dramatically on the defensive end since then, shutting down the likes of Modesto, Sierra, and Santa Rosa for long stretches. Of course, getting on the board themselves has always been the issue against these big teams. DVC's attack got healthy recently against Sac City and American River, but some of the same old issues crept up against Santa Rosa. The inability to finish calmly in front of goal. Yasmin Jaime and Bree Gonzalez had gilt-edged chances against the Bear Cubs in the first half, but fired the ball over the bar. The forwards have similarly struggled with that same tendency all season, and will need to keep their wits about them if a good-looking ball falls to them. Fresno, meanwhile, have gotten into an attacking groove recently, albeit against teams from their own somewhat weak conference. They've averaged almost 7 goals per in their last 4 matches, beating Tahoe 4-1, West Hills 10-0, and Sequoia 7-0 before that 6-1 win over Taft last Friday. Leading scorer Rihanna Chavez has had 8 of those goals to take her season total to 21. Now, Chavez picked up one against DVC back in September, and Janelli Rangel scored the other 2 while also assisting Chavez's goal. The Rams have gone to war with the same basic lineup we saw that day for most of this season. Chavez has started every game up front, joined by Rangel for all but 3 of them. The attacking part of the midfield has consisted of Maricruz Chapa, DJ Ortiz, and leading assist woman Vanessa Pinuña for nearly every match, with Kat Garcia supporting in the defensive midfield behind them. Michaela Godden and Alyssa Lugo have started every match in the defense in front of keeper Maria Magana, but the certainty ends there. Brianna Chris and Jessica Robles have laid claim recently to the 3rd spot in the defense and the 5th spot in the midfield, respectively, but we could see the September starters Kayla Irwin and Nicole Mahoney in those roles just as easily. And watch out for defender Mel Harris off the bench. She's yet to start a game, but has tallied 10 goals this season as a substitute. That's a weapon the green and white would love to have at their disposal, so attention must be paid. In the interest of containing all that firepower, Coach Colleen Mullins has sprung a bit of a tactical revolution on us today. The formation, a 4-4-2 for most of the season, will shift into a 5-4-1. While DVC certainly have enough center backs to do that already, the real surprise is the identity of that extra defender. Co-leading scorer Marissa Barros. the versatile midfielder forward will adopt this new role, joining Megan Coppa on the left and Dom Calloway, Kelly Goodman, and Avery Van Horn in the center defense, while Hannah Harris and Daisy Lozano bracket the four-woman midfield with Bree Gonzalez and Yasmin Jaime clogging up the middle. Up top, Julia Curran will be given free rein to run at the Rams, which she did rather effectively in that first meeting. Since that match, Fresno have won all but one of their matches, a 1-1 draw with L.A. Pierce in late September, interrupting what would otherwise be a 20-match winning streak. But for the next 90 minutes, none of that matters. From here on out this season, it's very much a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of environment. Starting lineups and kickoff of the first round playoff match from Fresno are next on VSRT. Fresno Pep Squad member Denisha Andrews giving us the national anthem this afternoon. Actually, this morning. I'm used to saying this afternoon. It is just a few moments before 11 a.m. as the players do their greetings at midfield. The introductions have been done, so we will subsequently introduce them right to you. The formations are exactly as discussed on the pregame show. So recapping briefly, for Oliver German's Fresno Rams, the number one seed, they start with Maria Magana in goal, a 3-5-2 in front of her. Michaela Godden, Alyssa Lugo, and Brianna Chris, the defense. Jessica Robles and Kat Garcia playing defensive midfield positions with Diana DJ Ortiz on the right side, Vanessa Panunia on the left, and Maricruz Chapa in the center of the advance line. Janelli Rangel and Rihanna Chavez pair up top for the Rams of Fresno. As for DVC, the Revolution is not televised, but it is put on as a podcast via tape delay. The Revolution in the formation, the 5-4-1 put out today by Coach Colleen Mullins, featuring, of course, Megan Elms in goal. The defense, Marissa Barros on the right, Megan Coppa on the left. The center, no longer pairing, but triplet, is Avery Van Horn, Dom Calloway, and Kelly Goodman. The midfield, consisting of Hannah Harris on the right, Daisy Lozano on the left, and the central pairing of Bree Gonzalez and Yasmin Jaime. Isolated up top, Julia Curran will be running hard at the back line of the Fresno City College Rams. The weather here has changed actually rather dramatically in the last 30 minutes. The sun that we saw come out a little bit from behind the clouds that have blanketed most of Northern California for the last several days. Well, that sun has ducked right back behind the clouds. It is about 90% overcast here, a little chilly. It seemed with the sun shining that it might have warmed up a little bit, but it now feels every bit the 55 degrees that we are being told by the weather services. So a chilly day here, far cry from the triple-digit temperatures last time we were here. The referees today, now that we know who will be out there actually contending the match, the ones who we hope don't become characters themselves, we've got center official Mick Lubkowski. You may remember his name. He was actually the assistant referee on the near side the first time DVC and Fresno met up. He will be assisted on this near side by Matthew Bohm and on the far sideline by Vanessa Hernandez, a very vociferous, very loud, very enthusiastic 1-2-3 Vikings. We're about ready to get started as the Vikings splay out onto the field following their cheer. We were saying just a moment ago, though, Lubkowski, the center official, Bohm and Hernandez, the assistant referees on the near and far sideline, respectively. Mick Walker will be very busy as the fourth official, mediating the substitution anarchy that we have here at the community college level. Players are out on the pitch. Fresno in an all-black kit today with red numbers on the back and white highlights along various portions of the jersey, most notably a horizontal, slightly curved band across the front with Fresno in red written within it. The Vikings, of course, in their road whites, as they will be from here on out, the number 16 seed. You know for a fact that you are done playing any matches at home. So they are in the all-white strip, green numbers on the back in block lettering, green DVC on the front, and Mr. Lubkowski brings us into action here. Kickoff taken by Janelli Rangel and immediately dropped back to a teammate and taken immediately away by Julia Curran, who is pressing on that midfielder. DVC staying pretty far back, though, as Kat Garcia manages the ball and brings it to the left side for DJ Ortiz. Going quickly over the top, looking for the run of Janelli Rangel and also Rihanna Chavez over here at the near sideline. Avery Van Horn, though, has given up the first... Oh, in fact, no, it is a goal kick. She did get a touch to it, but it was after it had already gone across the line. And so a goal kick coming up here within the first 30 seconds as Fresno attempted to attack down the left. Had Chavez running towards the corner flag, Rangel a little bit more central.
So it does appear that as the Fresno Rams attack from right to left in this first half, that it will be Chavez on the left side of that attack, a little closer to me, Rangel working her way in the middle. And here's a ball quickly sprayed out wide to the right side to Vanessa Pinuña, assist leader for Fresno this season with 11. She also led them that last year as a freshman. She's not able to get onto that well, though. The ball kicked away by the defense. Maricruz Chapa, though, gets a nice filter ball into the middle looking for for Janelle Rangel. She tries to cross for Chavez inside the six-yard box, cleared away by the Vikings. Controlled in the midfield now by Jessica Robles. She drops it back now to, it's now to Kat Garcia on one touch. Bree Gonzalez trying to deal with her. Almost had to do a little slalom around the referee. The kick comes from Garcia trying to shoot from the top of the 18. Blocked by Goodman. And it's now Marissa Barros in her first game at right back, clearing the ball away. Controlled again by Fresno. It's Michaela Godden giving to Chapa and then trying to overlap. Not fed, though. It's back to Robles. She's going over the top again, looking for a teammate. Here comes a shot, though, from Vanessa Pinuña. A deflection apparently taken, and it looks as though it... No, never mind. It will be a goal kick. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the pointing of the Fresno folks. I thought perhaps that was the referee doing so, but instead it is a goal kick for Megan Elms on Pinuña's shot. So we've seen our first attempt on goal here of the match, but it does not actually get on frame. Long goal kick controlled in the midfield for a moment by Curran. She's not able to stay on it, though. Jessica Robles dropping it back to Brianna Chris. It is worth noting, actually, we've got a slight inversion. Chris is actually the right back, and Godden appears to be the left back. Last week, or 2 months ago, I should say. Been listening to the podcast from a few weeks ago, from a few months ago all this week, so it feels a lot more recent than it actually was. But 2.5 months ago, that was inverted. DVC briefly in control, now taken away again by Fresno. They try to work the ball down the right towards Pinuña. Megan Coppa doing well to resist that. Nice little touch to step around the on-rushing Pinuña, trying to take the ball back. Here's the ball to JC, isolated in the center circle, trying to keep the ball with her body. She does so very nicely. Hannah Harris fed. No, it's going to drift a little bit to her right and be recovered again by Michaela Godden, bringing the ball forward immediately for Rangel, now patrolling on the left. Does nicely to try to step around Avery Van Horn. She and Barros double-teaming the diminutive number three. Rangel at the left top corner of the box is now going to center this ball towards Kat Garcia. Jaime rushing up to try to challenge her. Now drop back to Robles. She's going to try a shot from distance. It's right into the chest of Megan Elms. First shot on goal of today's match comes in minute number four. Elms in a yellow goalkeeper shirt with black DVC and a black number one on the back. Black shorts and black socks as well. Her counterpart, Maria Magana, is in all yellow at the other side of the pitch. Ball controlled for a moment here by DVC. Hannah Harris trying to stick with it and does well to work it through two defenders. Drops it back for Barros, but she's not quite able to wrap the foot around it. It slices out for a Fresno throw-in here on the near sideline. Ortiz showing for it. Rangel trying to run back, and they look to go over the head of Avery Van Horn to try to get it to Rangel. Her header carries out just past the reach of Marissa Barros, and it will go out for another throw-in, taken quickly back to Jessica Robles. She lays it off now for Michaela Godden, trying to work her way forward, manages to get through Hannah Harris, but the touch takes it out for a Viking throw. Barros will take that. Slightly new role for her here as the right back. She will immediately put this down the right sideline, looking for Hannah Harris, challenged from behind by Ortiz, and she's unable to spray the ball forward for JC to run onto. It's out for another throw. Ortiz, small run-up, decides not to take the throw immediately. Now she tries to go down the line for Rangel. Little touch of the head behind her, carries it all the way to Kelly Goodman. Goodman in control, trying to run it up the sideline for Barros. It doesn't quite find her, though. Out for a Fresno throw. Here's the ball looking for Robles. In comes Jaime. Good collision there. Ball comes free. Here's JC running onto it on the right side, trying to go into turbo. Cuts her run diagonally, tries to put it back into space for Yazzie to get to. It's intercepted for a moment by Garcia, but Curran back onto it. A foul whistled as she and Garcia both go to ground, but it is given against JC. First foul of the day here in minute number five, and Godden takes the free kick immediately from the defensive third. Puts it centrally for Brianna Chris. She sprays this out wide to the right side, far sideline, where Pinuña is patrolling. Her ball forward, though, is going to be intercepted for a moment by Yasmin Jaime. Carries out, though, for a Fresno throw after the touch from Young One. Throw-in is to Chapa, immediately laid back to Chris. Now center circle, where the black or red and white soccer ball is. Hannah Harris, though, able to intercept. Lays it into space for JC. JC, top of the 18. Can she stay on it besides Chris? No! Maria Magana comes out, and there's a coming together of bodies. Nobody is any worse for it, though. Magana able to claim that, though. An exciting opportunity as Hannah Harris was able to smother a ball at the feet of Kat Garcia and send Curran into turbo. The goal kick from Magana managed by Marissa Barros. Harris receives it and plays it off of the number 12, Ortiz. It'll be a Viking throw here at midfield on the near sideline. Vikings attacking from the left to the right. Said also available today to Coach Mullins is everybody besides Cunningham and Hannah Mazleski, who's unable to make the trip today. So a number of available folks on the bench for the Vikings as the ball rattles about in the midfield, headed forward by the number 22, Robles. Put back in towards the center for Chavez, but Kelly Goodman steps up and kicks that away. Bree Gonzalez and now Yasmin Jaime able to work the ball through. Yazzie trying to resist the arrival of DJ Ortiz. She does for two touches. Now Ortiz gets back onto it, and Yazzie ends up committing a foul in the process of trying to get back onto that ball. So second foul thus far. Another free kick from about the same spot. Defensive third by the near sideline. Godden to take this. Ball driven quickly towards the midfield. Avery Van Horn with the initial touch, but it settles to Maricruz Chapa. Leaves it for Garcia inside the red and white soccer ball at midfield. One touch pass, beautiful by Rihanna Chavez. Pannunia running onto it near the byline, trying to cross in. Beats Elms, and it's in the back of the net. And it is Janelli Rangel again scoring for Fresno City College. The flag has stayed down this time, and it's 1-0 in minute number 7. It's the usual suspect, Janelli Rangel, on the goal. That is her 14th tally of the season, and the 12th assist for the leading assist woman both of the last two seasons for Fresno City College, Vanessa Pannunia. So in the 7th minute, Rangel on the board. And it bears mentioning this Fresno team is a team that has started hot in most of their games. They don't generally play the kind of opposition they're getting today in DVC, but they have managed 21 of their 89 goals in the opening 15 minutes of their matches. Very nearly a quarter of them in the opening quarter of an hour. They're going to try to start even hotter here as they quickly work the ball down the right wing, taken care of by Kelly Goodman, though, in front of the number 10, Maricruz Chapa. I believe it was Chapa, or maybe, no, it was Chavez who had that knock-on, really created that opportunity by feeding Pannunia, streaking down the right side. It was a very well-managed break. And it is Fresno back in control right now. Robles working against Jaime. Jaime gets a touch to it. Still trying to work against Robles. Cleaned up from behind, though Brianna Chris basically plays that to no one inside the center circle. Hannah Harris able to get onto it. Tries to push the ball forward for JC. Control, though, in the center of the defense. And now working forward is Alyssa Lugo, the freshman. Worked to the center line by Lugo, looking for Rihanna Chavez. Pulled back a little bit. She now drops it into the center circle for Kat Garcia, spraying again out wide to the right side, trying the exact same play. This time Chavez's knock-on doesn't carry all the way to the byline, but it does still reach Pannunia. Pressure from Dom Calloway trying to work it off of her. She does, but it does filter to another Fresno player, and it's Pannunia on it again, trying to cross. Looks like it takes a deflection, and it will be the first corner kick of the match. Worth noting that is only the third first-half goal given up by the Vikings in the last 12 matches they've played. Thus far, that's been their M.O., is to hold steady in the first 45. Unfortunately, this Fresno team's M.O. is to attack immediately and score in the opening quarter of an hour, and unfortunately today the irresistible force has conquered the immovable object for now. Here's the ball into the 18-yard box. Elms flapping at it. Ball still alive! And the clearance by Kelly Goodman deflects off a Fresno player for, I think, a goal kick. No, they've said the last touch came off of Goodman, or perhaps somebody else that she pinged it off of. It will be another corner kick. Elms was unable to get a good touch to that inside this crowded top of the six. Fresno last time around tended to crowd up at the top of the 18, but there are six players right at the edge of the six-yard box and one just in front of Elms. Here comes the in-swinger again. Elms gets a punch to this one. It lands in the vicinity of a Fresno player who punches it forward, and Elms is able to claim it. We'll see if she's okay. She is on the ground on top of the ball. Trying to see exactly who got that hit. It was either Brianna Chris, the 24, or Rihanna Chavez, the 2. But we have a stoppage in play here in minute number 11 as they check on Megan Elms. Apparently Mr. Lubkowski, also in the blue over black referee's kit, wants a talk with the defenders in the middle. Kelly Goodman looks a little despondent about that, and Coach Mullins working her way over towards the back line here to check on Megan Elms. And so the drop kick given, or excuse me, the drop by Mr. Lepkowski given right back to Megan Elms as the ball never really went out of play. Elms was on top of it, and he stopped play to check on the DVC netminder. She's put it back into play now, driven deep, and recovered now by Dom Calloway in the back of the defense. Lizzie Chavez preparing to enter the match here as the Vikings attempt to attack. Play the ball forward to JC. 1-2 between her and Bree Gonzalez. JC trying to touch a high bouncing ball through Kat Garcia. Not able to, but Yasmin Jaime gets back onto it. Touches it through one defender, and now Kat Garcia back onto it. Driven quickly up Route 1 by the number 10, Chapa. Taken care of, though, by Callie Goodman. Her ball forward takes a deflection, but comes right to Hannah Harris. Tried to touch it through Michaela Godden. Couldn't get around her. DJ Ortiz trying to body off H2 in the middle. She does so and manages to work the ball to Jessica Robles. 22 on 22, her and Jaime working their way towards the far sideline. She dumps it off now for Chris. Center circle now, the pass comes for Kat Garcia. Godden trying to spray it through for the number 12, Ortiz. Again, nothing doing though, intercepted Hannah Harris. She works the ball forward for JC in the center circle. Her knockdown a little long, but she's able to get back onto it and leave it for Megan Coppa. Coppa trying to work by Penunia, and Penunia's gotten a touch. Coppa gets back onto it for a moment, but now it's Penunia working down the right side. Touches it through Dom Calloway and flies into Dom. The ball, though, does get through. Crossed into the 18 for Rangel. She tries to put it up on top, and it's scored again. Unbelievable goal, and Elms is furious here in minute number 12. I'll have to take a look or listen to the PA to find out who got the assist on that one, but Rangel has scored for Fresno. Trying to reconstruct that. Penunia came up and worked her way past Calloway. Well, it didn't work. She worked the ball past Calloway, collided with Dom. The assist coming maybe from Chapa, maybe from Rihanna Chavez, actually. That seems to be the more likely author of that, as the ball carried through, found her, she put the ball on the ground, and Rangel tracked her way back and actually got a lob to the top right corner from about 10 yards away. And Elms just not quite tall enough, not quite enough of a jumper to get the hand to that. So Rangel, just like she did against DVC in the first meeting between these two sides, with a pair of goals. The difference is this time it didn't take till minute 90, it has unfortunately taken to minute 12. Lizzie Chavez, meanwhile, has entered the match. I'll have to take a moment to figure out who she's come in for, but she immediately tries to work the ball forward, deflected away by Fresno. Controlled now by Callie Goodman. She works her way forward. Outstretched leg touches the ball towards Hannah Harris. Left for Boros. One touch lob over the top. The header has left it possibly in the path of Lizzie, but it's going to carry just a little too far, and Maria Magana is onto it. So 2-0 your result thus far in minute number 14. A slightly banged up Megan Elms, maybe still getting her head back on straight after that collision earlier. Unable to do anything about Janelle Rangel's lob. And Fresno lead 2-0. The Rams continue in possession. That is, again, goals number 22 and 23 for them in the opening quarter of an hour of matches. They're trying to go over the top again. This time it's DJ Ortiz trying to beat Megan Elms to it. And she did get a touch. Elms, with the outstretched arm, has kept that one from getting over her and ending up in the back of the net. Barros trying to work the ball forward for Harris. She plays it off Godden, and it'll be a DVC throw-in at midfield as Fresno prepare their first substitution. It appears to be Nicole Mahoney, who was a starter back in September, about to come in. She'll have to wait, though, until they're in possession. Avery Van Horn coming up with the throw in a moment. That throw is going to just go past Lizzie Chavez, bodied off by Jessica Robles. Coach Mullins calling for a foul. But nothing given by Mr. Lepkowski, and it is Fresno working forward again. Number 24, the defender Brianna Chris, trying to go out to the right sideline. Brianna Chavez was waiting, but her opposing number, Megan Coppa, was able to work that off of her. Here's the long ball over the top, looking for the streaking Rangel again. Deflected away by Goodman, Maricruz Chapa on the ball, and a foul whistled against Yasmin Jaime. Thus far, that's 3-0 in quote-unquote favor of DVC. Fresno with 5 shots, 3 on goal, 2 in goal, and 2 corner kicks. They've got a free kick here, their third of the game, from the far sideline. This worked up into the top of the 18, now near the top of the 6, headed clear by first Callie Goodman, then Yasmin Jaime, who appeared to take a head-to-head collision with the player she was going against and absorbs Fresno's first foul of the day and pays for it. She's on her back at the moment inside the half circle at the top of the 18-yard box, back to her feet now. And so it appears that Chavez came in, I'm going to... Oh, it appears Chavez came in for Lozano. And so we see a shift now possibly in the formation, as that appears to now mean we're in maybe a 5-3-2. Because Curran is now positioning herself a little further up, and Lizzie Chavez is definitely playing in the forward line. Good job body-on-body by Bree Gonzalez, though, to take a ball off DJ Ortiz. Works it forward for Hannah Harris, who with one touch gives it to Chavez. Now drop back to Brianna. Trying to spray it out wide to the left for JC, and it's just going to be behind her. And carries out for a Fresno throw-in. That will give the Rams a chance to operate some substitutions here in minute number 17. Nicole Mahoney, Izzy Avadikian, and Kelly Garson enter. And leaving for the Rams are DJ Ortiz, Jessica Robles, and the number 10, Maricruz Chapa, the captain. So a wholesale retread in that midfield for Oliver German's Rams. Ball's touched forward now. It's in the center of the defensive third. Avery Van Horn slices her attempt to clear the ball forward. Luckily, it carries straight to Marissa Barros, who puts it out wide to the far sideline. Penunia waits for that to go over the touch line near midfield and now throws back in to Kat Garcia. Her ball through, looking for the newly inserted Mahoney. Doesn't carry. Cleared away by Callie Goodman. Lizzie Chavez trying to get back onto it, but it's 1-4. Back in that area of the pitch for the Vikings. Controlled now by the defense, it's Brianna Chris. Working just outside the center circle, drops it back now to Lugo, now Godden. A little bit of pressure coming for Lizzie Chavez. The ball through is reflected away by Avery Van Horn. Tried to get it to Hannah, she got one touch, but the reach of Izzy Avadikian touches the ball away. Controlled now by Bree Gonzalez, though. Drop back for Kappa on the left side of the defense. Worked into space now for JC on the near the far sideline. Trying to feed somebody in the center, but there's really no one there. Harris was trying to work her way forward, but wasn't close enough to be fed. And Fresno tried to go into the counterattack again. It's Kelly Garson, loses the ball for a moment to a touch from the other number six, JC. Worked out though to Penuna. Central now for Kat Garcia. Touched away though by the combination of Curran and Bree Gonzalez. She tries to lay the ball back to Kappa with a little more space. Didn't see the player rushing up on her though. That was number two, Rihanna Chavez. She drops it back now to Garcia. Garcon. Garcon working on the right side. Feeds it centrally here for Penuna. Tries to work her way by Callaway again. This time Callaway able to stand tall. Works the ball off of her, and it's up into the center circle now for Lizzie Chavez. Chavez plays a little hold-up, dribbles her way back, and waits for a little bit of help. Tries to go over the top for Hannah Harris, but it's way too long. Carrying all the way towards the right side, flank, and apparently over the end line for a goal kick. Substitution time. The fourth official, Mick Walker, here at the near sideline, signals Kelsey Catania into the match for DVC. She will replace Yasmin Jaime as the Vikings try to hold tight, keep this one close. Recall they were down 1-0 at halftime 2.5 months ago as well, and gave themselves a decent opportunity to crawl back into the match. A goal at some point here in the first half would certainly help. This is a little unlike the situations they've been in as of late. Marissa Barros drops it back for Dom Callaway. Quickly sprayed out wide to the right, chested down by Lizzie Chavez. She's got the overlap coming from Barros, but can't find her before it's taken away by the number 14, Godden. Centrally now for Mahoney. Into space for Garcon. The two of them seem to be the defensive midfield pairing now. Ball sprayed out again, looking for Garcon. A foot in there from Curran. Briefly deflects the ball away, but it does carry to Chris, and she's going over the top again, looking for Rihanna Chavez. This time it's going to carry too long for the number two. Megan Elms able to claim it near the top of her 18-yard box. Elms drop kicking from the edge of the box. Oof. Near coming together of Hannah Harris's foot and the head of Mahoney, but the ball got to Mahoney's head first. Played forward, though, after a touch by DVC. Now taken by Kat Garcia, and she sees a nice chance for a diagonal ball to Garcon. Tries to work this one into the center for Chavez, but it takes a deflection from Catania, and it's Dom Callaway now running with it up into the midfield. Plays it forward for Lizzie Chavez. Her first touch pops the ball up on her. She tries to play it over the head of a defender for Harris, and she manages to get the ball back towards Lizzie. Lizzie goes by Godden, but apparently with the assistance of a foul. And so that will be a free kick here as we hit minute number 20 for the Rams of City College, Fresno City College. Same spot we've been seeing the fouls get committed by DVC. They've been struggling mainly to get back onto balls after losing them here on the right side of the three-quarter zone. So there is the drive looking for Rihanna Chavez, glancing header, trying to put it into the path of Jenelle Rangel. Good job, though, by Callie Goodman to intercept. Play it forward for Bree Gonzalez. Bree working against Rihanna Chavez. Final touch is judged to have been off of Bree, though. The throw-in going down the left sideline for Jenelle Rangel. Rangel at the touchline, plays it centrally now for Mahoney. Three-quarter zone. She works it to the dead center for Kelly Garson, trying to touch it through Callie Goodman. Callie able to resist, and she clears toward the far sideline. Unfortunately, nobody there to collect it. Throw-in coming for the Rams, and substitution as well. So Rihanna Chavez will leave for a moment here, and she is replaced by the number four, that is Mel Harris, who goes up top. That perhaps explains how she's managed to get 10 goals as a substitute. She's listed on their roster as a defender, but immediately stations herself up in the attack. Also coming in, excuse me, is the number 13, Ruth Galvin. And it appears that is a wholesale retread on the forward line. Throw-in is taken away for a moment by DVC. Hannah Harris, though, she tried to roll it back for a teammate, unable to find her. Taken away here. Marissa Barros, though, on the ball forward, able to clear. Over to the midfield stripe. Godden onto it. Garcia heads it forward, just over the head of Lizzie Chavez. Barros able to get back onto it for a moment. Does well for a moment to use the body to get by Avadiki in, but it is Izzy getting back onto the ball now. Ball worked forward through the legs of Dom Calloway, but Galvin does not get latch onto it. Callie Goodman able to get there first. Kelsey Catania touches the ball through a couple of midfielders, but her last touch carries it too long. Taken by Kat Garcia inside the center circle. Worked out wide to the right back, Brianna Chris. Now back to Lugo. Hannah Harris trying to create pressure there. Ball worked forward now for Nicole Mahoney after a touch from Garcia. Mahoney tries to go route one and find the diagonal run of Galvin. Nothing doing. Callie Goodman able to take the ball away. And we do have an offside position whistled against Hannah Harris on the clearance. That is our, excuse me, near side assistant referee Matthew Bohm with the flag up. So from inside the center circle, a free kick coming for the Rams. It will be the number 16, the center back, Alyssa Lugo, to put this one deep. Ball landing about 5 yards away from the center circle. Slice, though, on Callie Goodman as she tried to clear it. It carried back into the box for a moment. DVC able to manage it, though. Goodman now hoofing the ball forward. Alyssa Lugo handling. Lizzie Chavez and Hannah Harris trying to put a little pressure there as we hit the halfway point of period number one. Lugo out to the right for Brianna Chris. Her ball forward looks to have taken a deflection off Hannah Harris. A throw-in coming. We hear a fair bit of support coming from the roughly, I'm going to estimate, 200 Fresno supporters here at City College's soccer field. We'll set the scene for you in a moment if we ever get a break in the action. Ball controlled in the midfield by Nicole Mahoney. Kelsey Catania pressuring her. She gets it off of her boot, though. Forward for the number four, Harris. Dropped back by Garcon under pressure. Out wide to the right side now, and it is Fresno attacking again. I think that's Panuna at the byline. Her cross blocked away by Coppa, and she's able to avoid the corner kick. Clears it, though, for a throw. That will come from the far sideline as well. Here comes that throw up the right sideline, looking for Ruth Galvin. Galvin trying to turn around. Megan Coppa stays on the ball, dribbles it towards the byline, and got too much of it. It'll carry over for a goal kick. No harm, no foul there. Warming up behind me, we've got Catherine Hafner preparing for a stretch, likely in the attack. That's where we've generally seen her located. Maybe she'll take the right midfield position instead of Marissa Barros, but we await that for the time being. 25th minute, 2-0 the scoreline. Dom Calloway controlling the ball in the midfield. Sprays it out wide left for the overlap of Megan Coppa. One touch quickly into the center now for Hannah Harris, and the overlap continues to come. Harris dribbles it through a defender, now plays the ball forward looking for Lizzie. Lizzie settles, fires, and it's going to be pulled just wide of Maria Magana's goal, but register the first shot today for DVC. They need to start creating a little something. They need a goal to probably get their heads back up after conceding those two early ones. Nothing really to be done about the first. It was a great bit of interplay to spring Panuna down the right side, and a ball pulled just out of the reach of Megan Elms. The second one, though, will frustrate DVC, as they did everything right trying to stop the development of that play, but the ball caromed anyway to a defender, or excuse me, to a winger. Harris, meanwhile, intercepting a ball in the midfield, tried to play it quickly for the diagonal run of Lizzie Chavez, and she's taking a ball again off of a defender, tries to put this one down the left flank, but I don't really see who is going to run onto that. Carries all the way to Magana. Nice work, though, to take that off of the number 16 there in the middle, Alyssa Lugo. The goal kick from Magana, or the drop kick rather, carries all the way into the attacking third here as Kelly Goodman tries to clear. It takes a deflection off a Fresno player and luckily will carry all the way to Elms inside the 18-yard box. With the arms, she will quickly distribute that out to the left side for Megan Coppa. Coppa working forward, gets it to JC. Turns and drops this back for somebody with a little more time and space, Kelly Goodman, but on one touch she will hoof it over towards Curran on the left wing. Bouncing ball, barely managed by Garcon, or excuse me, Jasmine Carrion, who came in during a stoppage and I did not notice. Diminutive number 7 drops the ball back for Garcia. She plays the ball. Route 1, look out! The deflection of Van Horn nearly carries it into the path of Avadikian, but Elms is able to latch onto that first. Played wide to the right back, Marissa Barris. Marissa working her way forward, lots of time. Nicole Mahoney trying to close down. She's going to spray this down the right side, looking for Lizzie. Popped up in the air, though, by Michaela Godden. Carries as far as Avadikian. She's not able to find a teammate, though. Her ball into the center is intercepted by Bree Gonzalez. Drop back now for Callaway. Laid back for Van Horn. Pressure coming from Mel Harris, and Van Horn's ball forward will carry actually over the player bench, over the fence, and out onto the street behind us here. So we'll take the momentary stoppage to give you an idea of what we're actually seeing from this near sideline and the player benches. Fresno's field is bracketed on the left side behind Megan Elms' goal by their performance center and athletic department, a bunch of tan adobe-looking buildings with terracotta roofs. Got the football stadium beyond the far sideline as Avery Van Horn puts the ball back into play, immediately controlled, though, by Fresno City College. Their football field extends goalpost to goalpost back behind the far sideline. DVC trying to put pressure here on and get the ball back. Very nearly did for a moment, but it's now Lugo working forward into some space vacated as the Vikings put on that pressure. Jasmine Carrion working it forward. One touch from the number 13, Galvin. Deflected out for a Fresno throw by DVC. It's at Blackstone Avenue, and the assorted businesses off the Fresno City College campus are off to the right behind Maria Magana. Regretfully, we haven't had a ton of reason thus far to look in that direction. And it is Fresno in control again here through the number 9, Kat Garcia. Pressure coming from Hannah Harris, but she gets it off her foot to the right for Carrion. Carrion now working it centrally for Mahoney. Good pressure from Bree Gonzalez, gets the ball back without committing a foul. She's got Carrion attacking her right now, 7-on-7. Tries to work it centrally for Catania. Challenge of Mahoney sprays the ball out to the far sideline, but DVC able to hoof the ball forward. Hannah Harris plays it off of a Fresno midfielder and earns a throw. Catherine Hafner, during that stoppage, has entered the match. She is now stationed on the right side of the midfield. That does mean Marissa Barros has come out for a spell here as we are in minute number 29. I believe, is that a foul whistle there at the far sideline? Or no, I believe the ball's gone out of play for a Megan Coppa throw-in. Right at the midfield stripe on the far sideline. Here comes that throw, chested down by JC. Two Fresno defenders immediately converge on her. They manage to take the ball away. Work centrally for the number 9, Kat Garcia. Pressure coming from Lizzie Chavez. Nearly does take it away. Manages to get enough of a touch to it that the ball carries free. Now it's Lizzie Chavez fed by Bree Gonzalez. Her ball forward for Harris, though, is taken care of by Michaela Godden. Clearance headed forward by Avery Van Horn and immediately thrown over the top again by the Fresno City College midfield. Callaway working against Galvin. Callaway nearly does keep the ball in play, but it's carried out for a throw. Fresno to take it. Galvin ready to put this ball back in. Avadikian working her way forward. But she will go instead to Mel Harris. The cross as the ball is refunded to Galvin off of Callaway and out for a corner kick. Third of the day for Fresno as we approach the half-hour mark. So the half-hour mark, another one of those times where Fresno have scored an awful lot of their goals this season. 18 of their 89 at this point. Scored between minutes 31 and 45. DVC, meanwhile, only 2 in that period of time this season. Corner kick coming from the near sideline. Put in by Kelly Garzon. The ball falling near the far corner of the box. Took one big hop and is now headed clear by Megan Coppa. Getting onto it, though, is Kat Garcia, immediately dropping the ball back to Brianna Chris in the defense. Her ball forward, carrying in the direction of Catherine Hafner. outstretched boot of Kelly Garson, unable to get to it. Avery Van Horn will wait and shepherd that one out. Throw-in will be for DVC, but we'll take a moment here for a substitution. First, Ashley Scannell entering for Hannah Harris. So it appears to be Curran, Scannell, and Chavez up top for DVC. Katanya Hafner and Bree Gonzalez working in the midfield. And so it looks like a 4-3-3 for the Vikings, who need to think attack now because they need a pair of goals to keep their season alive. JC able to work the ball off of Jasmine Carrion, but it does fall right to Garcon, and a good step up by Megan Coppas taking the ball away. Good work to work her way around. Brianna Chris, she's dusted her. Here she comes, working it into the center, but it's too long for Scannell. And immediately that ball is claimed again by the defense. Played out by the number 9, Kat Garcia, for an apparent injury, and it looks like Coppa is still on the deck at the moment. Sat down after unloading that ball. I don't know if she took a collision from the defender returning there, Chris. So Daisy Lozano now warming up for a potential re-entry. We'll see if she actually needs to come in for Coppa, and the signal coming from Bree Gonzalez that they're going to need a substitution. So for Fresno, it looks like one of the reasons I imagine why Fresno have this interesting sort of look to their scoring table for the season, scoring a lot early, scoring a lot late in the halves, is that they tend to put their starters back in right around this time. And we see gathered at the midfield stripe near Mick Walker, we see what looks to be Rangel, Chapa, Panuna, and Chavez all ready to go. And Coppa is injured. She's had to come off the field and is replaced here by Daisy Lozano, who will station herself over at the left back position, but apparently a serious enough injury at this point that she's had to leave the match. We'll see and check on her at halftime, but at present the Vikings down 2-0 and down one of their spiritual leaders in this locker room. The throw-in comes back to Fresno City College. Working the ball through the midfield, they try to go over the top now, looking for the streaking Janelle Rangel just back into the match. Taken away for a moment by Callaway, but worked back to Rangel now after a touch from Chapa. She's trying to get the ball onto her left. Three DVC Vikings converge on her. Bit of a leap by Callaway to get onto that. A foul has been whistled, and it is given against the Vikings. Fifth foul on the day. And a free kick coming from a dangerous position here in minute number 34. Megan Coppa taken directly back to the locker room to be checked out. We'll see again how she is at halftime, which is coming in about 12 minutes. The Vikings trying to resist Fresno's drive for a third goal in that time. Here's the free kick taken directly on goal after a quick touch to Vanessa Panuna, but it's central and it's right at Megan Elms. So no harm, no foul on that. Six shots now, four of them on goal. That one coming off of their first free kick in the attacking zone from about 25 yards away from Megan Elms' goal line. And look out here, Fresno have gotten the ball in the midfield. They've sprayed it again wide to Panuna. She touches it very long down the right flank, too long for Rangel to get onto. And Callie Goodman will shepherd that out for another goal kick. Substitution again now for Fresno. They will bring in the number 12, Ortiz, in place of Avedikian. So here with about 10 minutes left, it appears they are back to their starting midfield and attacking line. Vikings, meanwhile, with Scannell, Curran, and Chavez up top in a 4-3-3. Ball pinging about near the right flank. Janelle Rangel trying to get onto it. Daisy Lozano looking to get it away from her. She drops it back for Maricruz Chapa, a little bit more central. Has to fake a few times under the pressure of Kelsey Catania. Now puts it out wide to the right. Here comes the cross. Takes one big hop, thankfully, over the head of everybody that might have tried to get onto that. Catherine Hafner chasing now near the near side corner flag. Did she play it off of Ortiz? No, she did not. Out for a throw. Lock up. So Ortiz will throw this one in. Maricruz Chapa on it. Touch comes from Avery Van Horn from behind. Carries out again for a throw. Godden decides to leave that for Rihanna Chavez, the forward number 2. And she runs up and goes for the long throw into the 18. Headed behind Callaway, carrying towards the top of the 18-yard box. Mahoney trying to lob, but she gets too much of that, and it will go directly over Megan Elm's goal for another goal kick. Substitution time for the Vikings. Yasmin Jaime will enter in place of Brianna Gonzalez. So that means Yazzie and Kelsey in the middle of the midfield. Hafner out wide to the right. And here comes the goal kick, headed flush off the face of Maricruz Chapa under pressure from Yasmin Jaime, and the throw is going to go to DVC. Chapa coming up with a bit of a smile on her face the way that one hit her, so good to know she's all right. Throw in down the line, finds the foot of Yasmin Jaime, tried to settle it. Hafner tried to bring the ball forward, but carries out for a throw. Fresno to take that. Godden faking towards the center, now goes up the sideline, headed forward by Avery Van Horn. Godden able to get to that, drops it towards the center, and it's going to be claimed there by Lizzie Chavez, at least for a moment. Unfortunately, her first touch carries it too long. Kat Garcia able to get onto it. Chavez trying to take it back again, almost does. Yasmin Jaime does. Ball worked towards the center for Lizzie, tried under the pressure of Garcia to swing it forward for Curran, streaking down the left sideline. Unfortunately, it doesn't carry. Taken again by Fresno. Rangel earning a throw-in at the far sideline, about 35 yards from goal. Taken directly back to Brianna Criss. Working her way forward. Nobody really pressuring her, but no reason to. Ball forward now for Rihanna Chavez. Her attempt to feed somebody on the right wing is blocked. She drops it back, and now the right wing is fed. Here comes the ball free towards Nicole Mahoney at the top of the 18-yard box. Decent attempt by Yasmin Jaime to try to deflect it away, but it does carry again to Fresno. Here comes the cross right at Megan Elms' near post. And on the ground, Elms will claim that. Dangerous cross there coming either from Panuna or maybe from Rangel. Hard to tell when they're all the way over there. These red numbers, not the most visible thing in the world. Ball pops up in the midfield. Van Horn tries to play it forward for Scannell. Leaps over her, but she's able to get back onto it. Defends it, tries to drop it back for Yazzie. Does come free to Yazzie. Her ball is blocked away by the number 12, Ortiz. And as she dropped it back to Van Horn, unfortunately couldn't quite keep the ball in play down the sideline. Throw coming for Fresno in their defensive third, and Godden drops it all the way back into her own 18-yard box for Alyssa Lugo. Worked out now to Criss. 7 minutes to go here in half number one. 2-0 your scoreline. Ball driven over the top, a long parabola down the right sideline looking for Rihanna Chavez. Final touch, though, is from Chavez as it goes out on the far sideline. Throw-in coming for Daisy Lozano and the Vikings, looking for something to get them into the locker room with their heads a little better. They've played most of this in a defensive shell. Unfortunately, those early goals rather wrecked the initial plan that the Vikings almost certainly had, which was try to hold this at 0-0 as long as they could. They need goals now, and they're going to need them soon. Throw in, drop back to Brianna Criss. We're in the three-quarter zone. Ball worked for Kat Garcia. She tries to go over the top looking for Ortiz. Walled off nicely, though, by the body of Avery Van Horn. The ball carries straight to Elms. Drop kick from Elms from the top of her 18. Right inside the center circle. Brought forward by Kat Garcia. Callaway able to get to it, and she sprays the ball out wide for Kat Hafner. Here's the ball over the top, looking for the run of Lizzie Chavez down near the right side. Shoots! And it's going to take a deflection and carry out for a DVC throw very close to the corner flag. Second shot thus far for DVC, the deflection coming, I believe, from Michaela Godden. Van Horn creeps way up as DVC shift their defensive shell around to accommodate that. The throw will come from Van Horn, near sideline, right side of DVC's attack. A little over 5 minutes to go here in the half. Van Horn running up, throwing to the chest of Lizzie Chavez. Manages to work it to Hafner. Her cross is going to come just moments after the ball had crossed the end line, though. It goes out for a goal kick for Maria Magana. Not a bad idea there, but the goal kick coming now for the yellow clad number zero. Long drive now is settled after one touch by Kelsey Catania in the midfield, trying to get it off of her boot and find somebody. Ends up with JC firing. Scannell puts the shot on goal, but Maria Magana able to take care of it. First shot on goal for the Vikings, but we'll try to reconstruct that there. Catania had the ball pop up on her, tried to get to. It looked like her pass took a deflection, but it came right to JC, who, in essence, as a handball was whistled, another free kick coming for the Vikings. Curran basically fired that ball from about 30 yards out. It was stopped by Scannell, popped up on her, and on the half volley, Ashley turned and fired from the top of the 18. First time Magana's had to get dirty. Free kick coming with 4 minutes to go. Callie from the midfield stripe, putting it into the middle, takes a deflection from Yasmin Jaime. Ball comes free, firing as Kelsey Catania blocked away. Ball still alive in the 18-yard box, but it's going to be cleaned up now by Alyssa Lugo. Her ball forward claimed by Callie Goodman just in front of the center circle. Callie needs to get that off of her foot before they're found, discovered. Catania thankfully able to get a little pressure in and keep Fresno from running into the space vacated. They're going to try to go over the top now. They're going to go diagonal now. Towards the right side, looking for Panuna. She's got the runner on the right. Panuna, looking for the cross, deflects it off of Callaway and out for a throw-in near their corner flag, so at the exact opposite end of the field. Couple of shots there coming rapid fire for the Vikings. They've got four now. As Fresno will offer a substitution here in the final moments, it's going to be the number 22, Jessica Robles, coming in for Nicole Mahoney. Been more or less a platoon this season in that defensive midfield role alongside the number 9, Kat Garcia. Throw in coming from the far sideline. Here it is towards the top of the 18. Takes a hop near Robles. Yasmin Jaime trying to defend it. She's going to put it towards the far sideline, and unfortunately it carries out for a corner before it goes out the touchline. Fourth of the day for Fresno. Scannell back to be the one-woman wall. We'll see what they do. Fresno have had a tendency to author schemes from here with Michaela Godden, but she's now on the opposite side. So it looks like they're just going to put this into the box. A crowd of five Fresno Rams right at about the penalty dot, just to the near sideline side of it. They splay out. Here's the cross into the 18. Header by Manny Kuschapa, and Megan Elms leaps and saves that. Had a little bit of cover behind her with Catherine Hafner at the right post, but why take chances? Elms will drop kick this one deep with 2.5 to go. Falling in the direction of Kat Garcia, who heads the ball forward. Controlled in the center circle by Kelsey Catania. Spraying it down the left side looking for JC, but it's too strong and goes right out the sideline. A late first half goal would be very stirring for us here. To know that the Vikings could actually get on the board against a team like Fresno would be something that would certainly build the confidence as the Vikings would go looking for an equalizer in the second half. They need that first one before they can even think about anything else. Here's the ball to the right side now for Janelli Rangel. Loses out, though, to the challenge of Daisy Lozano. Played into the center for Dom Callaway by the hit of JC. Her ball forward knocked down for a moment by the number 10, Mari Cruz Chapa. Now launched forward by Yasmin Jaime. Finds the head of a Fresno player, but Lizzie Chavez able to defend the deflection. And Yasmin Jaime plays it off of Robles for a DVC throw. Van Horn will take this as we prepare to enter the final minute of play. We'll see if any stoppage time is given for the earlier injuries to Elms and Kappa. Van Horn launching this one down the right sideline. Popped up in the air. Hafner plays it in towards the box. Just past the outstretched leg of Lizzie Chavez, who pulled up a little bit lame after reaching out for that. We hope that her leg is okay. We'll see about that in the halftime break, as we don't really have time to author any changes to the roster. Van Horn able to keep the ball in play as she hoofed it forward. Unfortunately claimed there by Jessica Robles. Upstep Scannell takes the ball away for a moment. Michaela Godden trying to settle it. Does so. Puts it to the left side now for Ortiz. Squares this up into the middle for Mari Cruz Chapa, trying to step around Kelsey Catania. Able to feed Ortiz now a little bit further forward. Drop back to the center for Robles. She's going route one between the center backs, trying to find Janelli Rangel, but it's too central and too close to Elms. The clock here at Fresno City College having a few little misfires, and so I can tell you right now that according to my clock, we are right at 45 minutes as a foul is given against the Vikings at midfield. Free kick taken quickly by Kat Garcia to the right side. Jessica Robles puts it down into the right flank for Rihanna Chavez. Chavez cutting it back onto her left, trying to cross for Rangel. Can she get there? Not quite. The ball whistles across the 6-yard box. And Megan Elms says a couple of novenas as it does not find the side netting at the far post. will be a goal kick. After that half cross, half shot, we're 40 seconds into stoppage time. The ball is controlled again after Megan Elm's goal kick by Fresno. Drop back to Brianna Chris. Centrally now for Kat Garcia. Garcia working her way forward, touched away by Lizzie Chavez, nearly controlled by Yasmin Jaime. Jaime trying to get back onto it under pressure from Robles, and coming up to clean it up is Lizzie. Putting it wide down the right side for Catherine Hafner, a little too long though, claimed by Godden there. Worked centrally to Garcia, just behind the center stripe. Now to Chapa.
How much time left?
Worked into the middle even further now, and now forward for Rihanna Chavez. Back to goal, Kelly Goodman up high to challenge. But the ball is knocked down now by Julia Curran. Kelly Goodman able to get to it. Tries to play it down that left sideline for JC. Nothing doing. Controlled by Chris. Soft touch from Kat Garcia. Lays it for a moment to Robles. Robles back onto it after a 1-2. Chapa inside the center circle. Lays it back to Chris. Fresno in complete control right now of the midfield. Nice little spin by Chapa. Gets her around Catania. Played to Robles. Centrally now, good body work to control that ball for a moment. Although the clearance from Yasmin Jaime is going to carry all the way towards the box. Maria Magana will clear that out for a Viking throw, but we won't get a chance to take it. So after 2 minutes of stoppage time, Mr. Lubkowski brings our first half to a close. A couple of early goals for Fresno City College. A few injuries to take a look at. The scoreline 2-0 at half. We'll be back in 15 minutes. And welcome back to Fresno City College. We are about ready for half number two. This one will start with DVC in possession at the center circle. Mr. Lubkowski checking that everybody is in place, that as they always do, that there are 11 of everyone out on the field. Scoreboard getting reset for this as well. It's Barros and Harris getting ready for the kickoff. A few little notes from the break. Statistics-wise, as Mr. Lubkowski now has the whistle in his mouth preparing for this, checking with his fourth official that everything's ready to go. We are underway with what could be the final 45 minutes of DVC season. They're going to need to do something quick here. Vanessa Panunia trying to work the ball forward, intercepted by Callie Goodman at full stretch. Plays the ball back into the center circle for Maricruz Chapa. We'll wait for a stoppage in play to talk about any of the other halftime news here. It's DJ Ortiz on the ball, though, right now. Crossing, deflected away by Avery Van Horn. DVC trying to clear, but it does fall back to the number 12. Drop back now to Michaela Godden. Central for Kat Garcia. Worked out wide to the right side for Brianna Chris. Chris working her way forward. Plays the ball into the 18-yard box, looking for Janelle Rangel. It's going to split her and Goodman and carry all the way to Megan Elms here in the first minute. So your statistics at halftime, of course, the one of most interest, 2-0, the advantage of Fresno on goals scored. Shooting, they've also had the advantage, 7-4, 5-1 in terms of shots on goal as they reclaim the ball and look for another one of these shots on goal. Ball played through, looking for Rihanna Chavez, fires off the crossbar and out this time, controlled for a moment by Van Horn, fires and it's off the crossbar again. Two hits on the crossbar in the opening minute. So we can immediately amend that. It's now 9-4, the shooting advantage, and 7-1 shots on goal. Rihanna Chavez, then Janelle Rangel there, as the Vikings couldn't handle that bouncing ball inside their own box after the first one hit the post. And we may recall Rihanna Chavez scored in essentially that way, as the Vikings earn a free kick at midfield. Brianna Gonzalez absorbing the foul. It's exactly how they got their second goal in the 87th minute of the game 2.5 months ago. Came off of the crossbar. That time it went over the line. This time it did not. It's Callie Goodman on the free kick. Driving this one towards about 30 yards away from goal. Headed back by Hannah Harris to Yasmin Jaime. With the outside of the boot, she tries to play in Bree Gonzalez. Gonzalez going vertical looking for Harris. Blocked away by Fresno. Hannah gets back onto it and absorbs a foul. So that foul count was 6-1. Vikings with more fouls beforehand. It's now 6-3. Fresno, the only team that's had a corner thus far. 4-0 the count on those. The injury of note, Megan Coppa is done for the day. Re-injury of that hip contusion. and strain that kept her out for a few games during the middle of the conference schedule. The Vikings here, though, with a free kick opportunity. Callie floating this one towards the top of the six-yard box. Headed clear. Yazzie waiting for it. The ball hops over both her and Rangel. She lays it back now to Daisy Lozano, who's got a little bit of space. With the instep, plays it forward for JC. Tried to flick a header into the path of Hannah Harris in the center. Didn't quite get enough of it, though. Dom Calloway, though, working it back off of Janelle Rangel as the Vikings look to work their way back into this match. Play back to Avery Van Horn. Now Marissa Barros. Barros touches it through DJ Ortiz. And again through another midfielder. Now working her way diagonally. Plays it to the right. Lizzie Chavez pops the ball up in the center of the 18. Awkward touch. Settled again by Barros. Curran's going to fire. It's a long looping ball. Almost fell back into a dangerous position. The shot, though, went a good 30 feet up, it appeared, and over Magana's goal. So Magana, at the time that the Vikings faced her, was unbeaten as a goalkeeper. Fresno on the whole with a .33 goals against average. Didn't have a chance to find out, though. It's wholly likely that some of those goals were scored against the other keeper. Magana may have an even better GAA than that. Her counterpart, Megan Elms, came in today with a 1.04 goals against average, 21 goals in 21 games. She just didn't play every minute since Sammy Heading got a little bit of time later on in a few of the blowouts. Fresno looking to damage that goals against average again. They cross into the middle. The header up in the air by Panunia is going to go well over Elms' goal. Another shot authored, though. 10-5, the count on those right now. So as we said, Kappa is done. The other Megan Elms seems no worse for the wear for her collision during that scrum in the corner kick between the two Fresno goals. One result we have for the other Vikings in action today, the women's water polo team has asserted again their dominance as a Northern California water polo team, at least. They were unable to beat out their adversary, I believe it was Riverside, yesterday, and so they weren't able to make the final. They do win the third place game, though, today, 11-6 over Foothill. And so they came in the number one seed in Northern California as the Vikings have given away a throw-in on the far sideline to Fresno. They continue to try to attack, working the ball forward for Rangel. Van Horn clears the ball out for another throw just behind the bathroom structure on that far sideline. The Vikings will have an interesting go of it in defense, although for that matter, if anything gets played into the six, it's going to be interesting for Fresno as well. That goal over at that side basically is just dirt in the six-yard box. There's hardly any grass. It's a little bit chewed up over here at Maria Magana's goal as well, but nothing quite like what Elms is going to be contending with in this half. There's the long throw-in headed back behind and a corner kick perhaps. Yes, a corner kick given on the far sideline after the defensive header from Gonzalez carried over the end line. So that'll be the fifth of the game for Fresno, and they send, it appears to be Panuna, over to take that. And my apologies to her. I've been saying her name as if there's an Enye at the end, but it's actually just Vanessa Panuna, I've been told at halftime. So it will be Panuna to take this from the left. In swinger, punched away by Megan Elms. Coming out to try to get to it is Robles, but it will be cleaned up instead by Lizzie Chavez, who was the one-woman wall on that. Clears it out towards midfield, where it's laid back to Brianna Crisp by Kat Garcia. Now back in possession of Garcia. Barros comes across trying to take it away. She doesn't, but Bree Gonzalez does. And her ball is going to take a deflection off Chapa and carry right to DJ Ortiz. Headed forward immediately by Panuna, looking for Janelle Rangel at the left edge of the box. Touches it around one defender, crossing for the far post, but it's too high for Chavez with Elms very much out of position trying to defend her near post. Chased down though by Chavez, worked back to Robles. She tries to bring the ball in for Chapa. Gonzalez goes body on body with her. Chapa hits the deck, nothing given, thank heavens. And Lozano clears, only as far as Robles though, 30 yards from goal. Played centrally for Panuna, trying to go sombrero over Avery Van Horn. Can't, but she gets back onto the ball. Now shoots, deflected by Kelly Goodman. Laid back again, Panuna trying to put this over the top, back into the path of Maricruz Chapa, falls to Chavez, fires, and scores Fresno's third. And that comes in minute number 52, a bounding ball that the Vikings just could not deal with. So I believe that was Maricruz Chapa that time on the assist as she headed that ball forward. It's deflected a few times by the Vikings, but nothing doing as DVC try to work their way forward immediately. It's Chapa on this ball. laid back here to the number 16, Alyssa Lugo. Played centrally now, and one touch by Robles trying to put it into the path of Mari Cruz Chapa. Intercepted there, though, by Yasmin Jaime. Tried to lay it back for JC. Chapa gets in the way. But JC able to work it forward to Daisy Lozano. Dribbles through one defender. Almost got through Panuna. Now taken away. The ball centrally, though, is intercepted by Bree Gonzalez. One touch from Barros. Harris trying to get back onto it, but it's going to be a little too close to Alyssa Lugo. Brings the ball forward now for Chapa. A little bit of a dribble off of the foot, then the chest, then the foot. Tried to hoof it forward for Panuna, but she wasn't running yet. Comes right to Daisy Lozano. A little blind pass by Jaime as she intercepted that pass, trying to get it to Lozano. Curran comes over, though, and knocks it off Chapa for a Viking throw. DVC is going to need something soon to try to work their way back into today's match. Right now, it is a story very similar to the one from... Wait a minute. They've given the throw back to Fresno. That's not the right call. Ooh, and an interesting little thing there where the center referee apparently told Coach Mullins, you should watch the game, and Mullins reflected that right back. We saw it right in front of us. It was very clearly a throw in here, and a foul apparently given against Fresno City College as they try to chase the ball down at the far sideline. Foul number four against the Rams. And so it will be a free kick here, it appears, and Kelly Goodman likely will take this from near the midfield. Three quarters of the way up the pitch from the byline. Rangel lurking nearby Kelly Goodman, but she gets out of the way now. Kelly to pump this one deep. Falling in the direction of Marissa Barros, she manages to get ahead to it, pushes it far to the right side for Lizzie Chavez. Knocked back again for Barros, and Chavez trying to get on the run on that 1-2. Unfortunately, it's a little over her head. Clearance, though, is only going to come as far as Yasmin Jaime at the front of the center circle. Yazzie's got Daisy nearby, also JC. She's going to elect to serve JC to the left side. Here comes Julia, crossing towards the top of the 18, bypassed Harris, and nobody there to get latch onto it. Robles quickly trying to distribute from the back. Goodman coming over and cutting off the arrival of Rangel. It ends up being the same scoreline we basically saw last time around. Rangel with a pair and Chavez with one. And also a kind of achingly similar scoreline to what we saw against City College, where there were two first-half goals followed by a pretty quick one after halftime. They're looking for more. Here comes a cross into the middle. It's going to fall to Chapa. She fires from there, but the ball slices on her a little bit wide of the left post. In fact, if this does wind up being like that City College match last year, then there would be another one coming very, very soon for Fresno. Far too many parallels for my liking right here. A team that calls themselves City College in red and black, up 3-0 on the Vikings, just as it was around this time a year ago. First round has not been kind to DVC as they try to take the ball away right now. Lizzie Chavez gets onto it just before it goes out. Hoofs it forward for Hannah Harris, who's defending it against a midfielder, and she's gotten turned on her, trying to work her way forward and returning to take that ball away is the number 16, Alyssa Lugo. Works centrally. JC's going to get to that before the arrival of Jessica Robles. Knocks it back for Daisy Lozano. Tries to bring it forward for Yazzie. Too long. Robles gets onto it again. Panuna will hoof this one deep towards the 18-yard box, headed by Callaway towards the right edge. Dom will have to get another touch to that to push it out for a Fresno throw on the near sideline. 11 minutes in here. 3-0 your score. Here comes the throw towards the top of the 18. Controlled from now. Panuna is going to take the shot first time. Doesn't get a whole lot on it, and it carries right to Elms for a, well, not a goal kick, really just a snag. We'll go down officially as a shot on goal, 9-1 Fresno's advantage on that, 13-5 on shots period, as Elms' long punt is popped up in the air, headed by Yasmin Jaime, and she's taken a head-to-head collision there as she went up against Rihanna Chavez. And she's on the deck with her head in her hands, so play will stop here. So Mr. Lubkowski ended things, and we'll see if a foul's been given. I believe that he has given a foul against Fresno. And Yazzie continues to make sure that all her marbles are back in place. Just about evens up the foul count. Fresno apparently using that as their tactic here in the first half. They'd only committed one in the entire first half. They've already got four in the opening 12 minutes of this one. Vikings prepare to take a free kick. It'll be Callie Goodman from about three quarters of the way up between the byline and the midfield stripe. Kerr and Harrison Barros more or less in a line up here from the middle of the field out to this sideline at about 5 to 10 yards outside the box. Still waiting for Mr. Lubkowski to be ready to go. He now whistles gameplay back into action, and Goodman will punch this one deep. Jaime trying to get onto it, heads it immediately behind her, so the head seems to be just fine. Nearly picked up by DVC, but now cleared. Controlled by Rihanna Chavez, she sprays out wide as Fresno look for a counterattack here with a few DVC players flooded up the field. Ortiz still on the dribble, cutting her dribble into the middle, puts it forward, header by Maricruz Chapa is going to carry wide of Megan Elms' goal for a DVC goal kick in minute number 58. So the Vikings haven't had a ton of success in the playoffs in recent years. They, dating back to 2004, if this finishes out the way it has, will make them 1-9 in the postseason. They've never sprung an upset, although to be fair, doing it from the 16 seed is generally not particularly expected. In fact, in the last 10 years, no team lower than 11 has managed to win a first-round game. Modesto came as close as anybody to springing an upset over a number one seed 2 years ago when they took Fresno themselves to the limit. 1-0 was the result in that game as Barros is in control, feeds Hannah Harris, dropping the ball back for Kelsey Catania, who recently re-entered. Out wide of the wing for Yasmin. Sees Kelsey with a little bit of space in front of Panuna. Nice dribble to get around her. Sees the arrival of Chapa and is forced to lay it back now to Daisy Lozano. Lozano's first touch a little bit long, showed too much to Chapa. Ball comes free to Kelly Goodman. Mel Harris working her way forward, but Kelly's able to hold on to it in front of that challenge. Works the ball centrally now for Harris, who's pressured from behind as the ball gets there. And it carries to Vanessa Panuna. Long ball headed clear by Dom Calloway. Good spatial awareness to get to that. Finds Van Horn with it. Hard pass comes to Bree Gonzalez. Hoofs it forward. Hannah Harris over her own head finds JC here at the top of the 18. Bodied off the ball here. JC trying to get back onto it before it goes over the end line. She does. Body on body challenged by the Fresno player. No foul given. And there it is. A foul appears to have been given, and it is given in favor of the Vikings. That actually, as I mentioned, does even up the foul count. 6-6, 6-1 at halftime. It appears they've given a, is it a free kick or a throw? Oh, perhaps they've given a throw. My mistake. And JC comes off for the substitution. Isela Rodriguez in for her first action of the day. And it is a throw in, not a foul. My mistake. Throw from Daisy. Pops up a little bit here on Kelsey Catania. Last touch is off the DVC, number 21. And it will be a Fresno throw immediately forward for Maricruz Chapa, and it's Kelsey trying to get the ball right back. Her pressure liberates it for Hannah, trying to work into position for a shot, but backtracking was the number 10, Chapa. And the ball forward is taken by Janelle Rangel, and she's managed to escape three DVC Viking defenders for a moment. Calloway getting back onto it now, though. Lozano, and takes it away. Long ball headed forward now by Brianna Chris, kept in play by Panuna near the sideline. Work to Chapa. Using the body to protect it from Kelsey Catania. Now brought forward by Chris, but intercepted there by Daisy Lozano. Loose ball doesn't quite find Catania. It does carry all the way to Hannah Harris, though. Harris working her way forward in the three-quarter zone. She's got Lizzie Chavez on the right. Finds her with this long outlet pass. Lizzie needs to try maybe for a first-time cross. Elects not to. Drops the ball back now to Avery. Avery crossing on the ground. Nearly finds Hannah Harris, but a defender crosses in front of her. Ball nearly coming all the way to the other Harris. Mel at the other end for Fresno. Taken away here by Dom Calloway, but a foul given against the DVC number 15. First quarter of an hour of this half is over, and Fresno also known thus far for scoring during this chunk of time. 16 of their goals this season have come during the first 15 minutes of half number two. Again, it seems their general MO is to use their starters for 15, then start bringing in the reserves in the middle part, and then use the starters again at the very end. It's been very effective for them this year, as they seem on the verge of their 20th victory of the season. Long ball here by Elms after she claimed a ball in the midfield. Bree Gonzalez looked like she was held there as she tried to swing that ball forward. No foul given, but Kelsey's taking the ball right back. Here's the ball forward now for Marissa Barros. Decent chance to break for DVC. Puts it down the right side for Lizzie. Space for a cross here. She's got Hannah Harris in the middle. Catania joining her. Here's the ball in. It's a bouncing ball, and it's cleared away by Fresno. Only as far, however, as Avery Van Horn. Tracking back from behind was Mel Harris. Van Horn gets it off of her foot just in time. First cross is clear away. Gonzalez able to get back onto it, though, and Chavez and Barros managing it. Barros absorbs the actual foul, number six today by Fresno. And it will be a free kick from an enticing position here for Callie Goodman. Goodman, you may recall, very nearly equalized in the late minutes of the match back in September. Now it would be a chance just to get the Vikings on the board with a chance to start closing the gap. Maybe put a little fear into these Fresno Rams. From about 30 yards away, towards the far sideline, Goodman puts this ball into the 18. Out comes Magana, pops up, and it's still alive in the box, trying to get back onto it as Isella. She's bodied off here, though, by Panuna, who clears all the way out to Rangel. And look out here as Fresno look to counterattack. Kelsey Catania coming back and putting the pressure on Rangel. Rangel manages to hold the ball. Callaway crosses over and intercepts the pass. Dumped back to Lozano, quickly forward for Isella, who's able to let Panuna go flying by. Isella working forward, knocked to ground by Chapa, who was not playing the ball in any way, shape, or form, but nothing given. Pass into the middle, though, intercepted. Looks like Gonzalez was hiding behind the official, and the passer didn't see her. Ball forward now for Barros. Marissa, a little bit of a step over. Now she drops it into space for Avery Van Horn. First touch lays it to the wing for Lizzie Chavez. Now back to Ave. Van Horn centrally now for Bree. Quickly verticalizes now for Lizzie Chavez. Dribbling towards the center. Here's Lizzie trying to play it through a defender, but Kat Garcia equal to the challenge. Gets it under Gonzalez. Plays a 1-2 with Robles. And now look out. It's Kat Garcia working her way forward. Her ball from the center circle, though, is picked off by the head of Callie Goodman. Dropped back now by Gonzalez for Callaway. At the midfield stripe, worked forward to no one in particular. DG Ortiz able to intercept that pretty easily. Worked out wide to the left. Fresno City College trying to attack. They work it now, and there's a bit of a hole. Looks like they're going to give it against Bree Gonzalez, but I think she was getting as good as she got, as she and DJ Ortiz held one another. But either way, it's a free kick for the Fresno City College Rams. Similar position to the Callie Goodman one, far sideline. This one maybe about 35 yards away from the goal defended by Megan Elms. Here is Ortiz's ball over the top, trying to find a friendly head. Instead, it finds the Vikings, and the ball pops loose to Hannah Harris in the midfield. Pressure came there from Kat Garcia to take that ball away. Final touches off of Hannah Harris, and a throw-in coming up for Fresno, and they will operate a few substitutions here. Looks to be Nicole Mahoney and Kelly Garson entering, as well as Izzy Avadikian, so the same general plan of attack for Fresno City College. They bring some of the starters off. I notice Ortiz going to the bench. I believe maybe Chapa did as well. Back in possession of Fresno. Kelly Garson, though, not able to resist the pressure of Kelsey Catania. She and Isella try to work the ball forward. Catania's pass looking for Taylor Rentuma, who just came in for the Vikings, unable to get through. And Fresno try to build again now, this time on the right flank. Ball forward for Panuna's mishandled. Taylor Rentuma gets to it, plays it off of Chris, and it'll be a Viking throw from midfield. Rentuma's first action of the match, as well as first action for Isella Rodriguez. Daisy Lozano faking the throw-in up the line. We'll see if she goes that route, though, in a moment. She's got Rodriguez showing for it, and a little deeper, Rentuma goes for Isella, and Isella's unable to settle that ball at the midfield, or at the touchline, I should say. And it will be a throw given the other way now to Fresno. Panuna up the line looking for Rangel. Over the top of her, Lozano clears. Marissa Barros not quite able to knock it down, but her body-on-body pressure frees the ball up for Bree Gonzalez. Bree in the midfield, at the midfield stripe, working towards the near sideline, plays it down the sideline for Isella, who again cannot hold the ball in play here. Knocked a little bit behind her. Throw down the sideline for Janelle Rangel, and she can't handle. So as you were. Fresno, if they manage to finish this off, will be headed yet again to the second round. They have not lost a first-round match in any of their last 10 seasons. They'll be very happy not to see American River waiting for them. Both of the last two times historically, in 06 and 09, that Fresno beat DVC in the first round, they in fact then lost to American River College. They could, however, have another Big 8 team on the horizon. Sierra is in their side of the bracket. They would face them potentially in the third round. Ball taken away over here at the near sideline from Daisy Lozano by Panuna, but she can't hold the ball in play. Throw in coming up for the Vikings. Elsewhere in the NorCal playoffs, Feather River and Ohlone face off against each other at 1 o'clock, as do Sierra and Hartnell. The throw-in comes to Taylor Rentuma. She's going to take a shot from distance, and it's just over the crossbar. What an idea from Taylor Rentuma. shaking the rust off immediately. She was fed on the throw-in by Lozano at the very edge of the 18, and that almost looped down and over Magana. Might have had another contender there for goal of the season if that had found its way down. My goodness. So mark down the Vikings' sixth shot today as the goal kick is settled in the midfield for a moment by Fresno. They're back onto it here. Callaway trying to challenge but can't take it away from Mel Harris. Harris knocks Lozano to ground as she offs, gets the ball off of her foot to Jasmine Carrion near the right side corner flag. Carrion now dribbling near the byline. She's gotten by Acela Rodriguez, still at the byline, crosses off of Goodman, and a corner kick coming up for the Rams. So as we were mentioning, Feather River Ohlone coming up at 1 o'clock along with Sierra Hartnell. 2 o'clock most of the games. Modesto and San Joaquin Delta will face off up in Modesto. Santa Rosa will host Taft, so most of the Big 8 in action at 2 o'clock. City College will be facing Cabrillo at that point as well. We still don't know when Mendocino and Lake Tahoe face off. Although, to be fair, our interest is going to wane very shortly, potentially, in the remainder of this tournament. Corner kick is taken and hooked its way all the way into the midfield, where it is again recovered by Fresno. It's quite an outswinger, though, coming from Carrion out there. Fresno back in control, ball forward looking for Mel Harris. She's gotten by the outstretched slide of Kelly Goodman, but luckily Megan Elms gets in there to take that away. We mentioned Harris, the number four, is one of Fresno's leading scorers, despite having not started a single game this season. She's got 10 goals for them off the bench. They've also got 8 from Yesenia Delgadillo, but she is unavailable for today's matchup. We did not see her in the original lineup out there. Ball in possession for a moment of DVC. Gonzalez trying to feed Lizzie Chavez on the right side. Unfortunately, doesn't pan out. So at present, Rentuma and Barros appear to be the attacking line. Catania, Chavez, and Gonzalez, along with Isela Rodriguez making up the midfield. It's Van Horn, Callaway, Goodman, and Lozano, the defense, as it has been for most of this season. Vikings looking for a chance to at least scream for joy one more time. Taylor Rentuma very nearly gave it to us just a moment ago. We've got 20 minutes left in this one, and a 3-0 Fresno deficit. Ball in control of Nicole Mahoney. Pressure coming from Catania. She's able to get it off the foot, though, to Jasmine Carrion at the near sideline. Drops it back a little awkwardly for Chris. Comes the ball into the center. Good touch by Kat Garcia to take it away from the on-rushing Marissa Barros. Laid out to the left side now for Kayla Irwin, getting her first action of the match. She was a starter in the game between these two teams 2.5 months ago. Ball taken away for a moment there by Marissa Barros, but she has to dance over it as two Fresno Rams converged on her. It's taken away again. Worked forward now. Mel Harris, top of the 18-yard box near the half circle. Lays it back with a heel flick, though, for Nicole Mahoney. Worked centrally again as the Rams try to attack through Kelly Garcon, pushed wide right by the pressure of Bree Gonzalez, and Isela Rodriguez will put the ball out for a throw. Final 20 minutes of today's encounter, and unless something changes radically, final 20 minutes of the Vikings season. It's a prohibitive matchup, the 16 versus 1, but Vikings haven't folded. They haven't gotten destroyed here. They've just run up against a team with better finishing, a bit better control over the midfield. That's really the end result of this. Nice step by Mel Harris to spin around a defender. Works it to Nicole Mahoney at the top right corner of the 18-yard box. Shielded off there by Kelsey Catania, and it'll be another Fresno throw from the near sideline as the minutes continue to tick down. Lizzie Chavez is the... Excuse me, my mistake. The ball actually went out the back. It is a corner kick instead. Number 7 today for Fresno City College. Lizzie Chavez, the one-woman wall. Fresno... one person near the near post. They're going to go, though, to the crowd at the top of the 18. Is headed forward. Bree Gonzalez able to deal with it. Lozano clears the ball a little bit more decisively. Held in, though, by Kayla Irwin in the attacking third. Avedikian takes a shot. Looks like it took a deflection, and with a ton of English on it from the spin, it is claimed on one hop by Megan Elms. So we'll record another shot there. 15 today for Fresno, and their 10th on frame. Of course, the upshot is the 3 goals put through by Chavez and Rangel. Same scoreline as last time, 3-0. Same scorers, same number of goals. Weird symmetry. back in control here of Fresno City College. Work to the left side now for the number 13, Galvin. Trying to control under the pressure of Avery Van Horn. Drops it back to Vanessa Panuna. Her cross to the center of the 18-yard box to no one in particular. Headed clear by Rodriguez for a moment. Excuse me, Lozano. Ball forward, touched away from Rodriguez by Jasmine Carrion. Drop back for the number 9, Kat Garcia. Centrally for Garcon with the green boots. Back to Garcia, back now to Brianna Criss. Pressure coming from Taylor Rentuma, but right now Fresno playing a bit of keep away and trying to melt the final 18 minutes away. Mahoney looking to feed a run from an attacker, but it's blocked away by Kelly Goodman and now in possession of Taylor Rentuma. Touches it beautifully around a defender, brings it forward looking for Barros. It's just a touch behind her, though. Carries instead to Kayla Irwin. Rentuma, a very bright stretch of play, though, since she came in just a little after halftime. Back in control of Fresno. The ball forward looking for Mel Harris in a battle with Kelly Goodman, trying to beat Megan Elms to that ball. It is going to go down as a... Have they given a foul for the intervention against Elms? No, it appears to be a corner. Eighth of the day. So in that case there, Harris pinged the ball off Goodman. It came back off Harris, and it got into a favorable position for her to try to run onto. Elms came out to challenge. Harris got the touch to it just a hair ahead of Elms. Another good save for her. Can rack up 13 of those. Excuse me, that's not right. 8 of those today. Here's the ball into the 18 looking for Mahoney. It's over her head. Jasmine Carrion has it fall near her feet, but it bounced away from her. She gets back onto the ball, though, in front of Lozano. Works her way to the byline, crosses, and it's right at Elms at the near post. She'll claim that just in front of the arrival of the attacker. So 8 saves for Megan Elms. Hasn't had her goal peppered quite the way it was in that first Fresno match, actually. She had at least 25 in that one. And Kelsey Catania, who at that time was injured and was working stats for us, told us that they just simply ran out of places to make the hash marks. No one bothers to make a scorebook that assumes that 25 is even a possibility. Look out here, though. Elms forced into another big save as Ruth Galvin was sprung into the middle of the 18-yard box. The clearance handled now by Callie Goodman. Carrion tried to get back onto it, works it forward. Headed by Taylor Rentuma, and it sits nicely for her. She tries to put it into the path of Marissa Barros. A little bit long, though. So register save number 9 for Megan Elms. Certainly one of the brightest players this season for the Vikings. A very defense-minded team. If you had to pick a player of the season, I'm sure Coach Mullins would demur if I were to ask. But from what I've seen here, you've got to really take a look at some of the folks that have been responsible for the scoring and the folks that have been responsible for that sort of lockdown play. Dom Calloway certainly springs to mind. She has put out fires all over the defense for this entire season. Avery Van Horn as well, someone locking down that right flank. Not a whole lot of goals have developed from her position on the field today. They both came from the left early on. It is Mel Harris working her way down the right sideline right now, working against Lozano. She cut inside Lozano, but Goodman came over to clean up the mess. The clearance is only as far as Carrion, though. Squares the ball to the top of the 18-yard box. Mahoney thinking about a drive from distance. Big save, Megan Elms, and she keeps it in front of her and is able to latch onto that. So we'll enjoy at least one more opportunity to let loose with that. Mahoney with a dipping, scary shot towards the left side upper 90. But Elms leaping and keeping that one out of her net. It's a point of pride at this point. Elms certainly a front runner for that player of the season. You would look at her, you would look at Calloway, you would look at Van Horn. Yasmin Jaime has been a breath of fresh air this season. She may be a huge contributor next season in particular. You look at Marissa Barros, who with her versatility has been such a major contributor, playing forward, playing midfield, whatever has been necessary. Very adaptable, leading scorer on the team joint with Goodman. Of course, Callie herself adapting to a role in the defense and captaining this team along with Gonzalez and Elms. At this point, Gonzalez and Barros have just exited the game. Curran and Jaime back in. So the ball's dropped back for Daisy Lozano, left now for Curran. Able to get to it before the arrival of Jasmine Carrion. Comes back to Yazzie, works it under Carrion for JC. Here comes JC, working to the left side. She's beaten Criss on the dribble. Here comes JC. Criss gets back onto it, trying to defend that ball as it goes across the back line, and it's a goal kick. The Vikings looking for one last chance to celebrate here together before their 5 sophomores Goodman, Gonzalez, Barros, Elms, and Avery Van Horn go off into the sunset. Long drive from the midfield, settled for a moment by Kelly Goodman, working against Mel Harris. Bit of a collision there, body on body. Goodman able to resist, though. Drops it back, looking for Lozano, and it's intercepted for a moment there by Ruth Galvin, but carries out for a DVC throw after her touch. I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's very hard to choose a player of the season for this club, but they've been an absolute joy to broadcast for the last 3 months, and we're going to savor the last few minutes we've got of them together. Taylor Rentuma intercepting a pass near the center circle. Played back now to the number 16, Alyssa Lugo. She's adopted more of a position on the left here in place of Godden as they've put Kayla Irwin into the middle. Taken away for a moment by Rentuma. Tries to play it forward, blocked by a Fresno player. Lizzie Chavez unable to control it at the far sideline. Throw in is given to the Fresno City College Rams. Throw in is back into the defensive third. Rentuma trying to bring in some pressure. Irwin. Centrally Mahoney now. Worked to the right side for Brianna Chris. She inches forward now. Yasmin Jaime looking to pressure. Her long ball is mismanaged by Avery Van Horn and carries all the way down towards the left side corner flag for Izzy Avadikian. She gets there just before it goes out, though, and Van Horn forced to play it out for a Fresno City College throw. Oh, no, perhaps it's a Viking throw because he's motioned for the sub because both teams are planning to make one. And it's both the number threes back in, Janelle Rangel, who we will see in our nightmares when we think about Fresno from here on out. 4 goals she's had against the Vikings this season. And that is far and away more than anybody else. I believe Marissa Rouse, the only other one that's authored 2. Throw-in is intercepted and played away by Yasmin Jaime, but not very far. Put back in as Fresno look to attack again. Too long for anyone to latch onto. Van Horn protects that, and it's out for an Elms goal kick. Another substitution coming in here. It'll be Catherine Hafner entering the match. Harris, in the meanwhile, entered for Taylor Rentuma, who authored a very, very bright stretch of play. A couple of exciting runs, a few nice little bits of dribbling, and of course that looping shot that very nearly gave DVC that pride goal. So Hafner in, Lizzie Chavez out, as we navigate the final 10 minutes of today's match. The goal kick settled by Kelsey Catania. Tried to turn and find someone, though. It's taken off of her by the pressure of Breckman and Garzon. Out wide to the left for Ruth Galvin. Her cross into the middle, settled by Janelle Rangel. Tried to lay it back for Breckman. Intercepting that, though, is Yasmin Jaime. Fresno, though, still in control of the ball. Laid back for Garzon. Again out wide to the left side near the touchline for Ruth Galvin. She comes to a stop as Van Horn applies pressure. Drops it back for Garzon. One touch into the path of Galvin, shielded off nicely by Yasmin Jaime, who has earned DVC a goal kick. So given that the Vikings gave up 7 goals against this Fresno team last season, you've got to at least consider it a moral victory what they've managed to do against Fresno in these 2 matches. They had a very close matchup with them in their 3rd match of the season, Fresno's 4th. And today, despite the early adversity, they didn't break. They didn't turn against each other. They didn't fall to pieces knowing that their season might be in danger. And they continue to defend here as Avery Van Horn cuts off the path of Ruth Galvin one more time. Plays the ball out for another Fresno throw. Had a very hard time against a very good team. Throw-in is going to carry all the way, perhaps across the end line. Avery Van Horn, good defense. Good work to shepherd that out under the pressure of Ruth Galvin. Goal kick coming for Elms. Goal kick carries to Taylor Breckman in the midfield area. She works her way immediately forward towards the left. Tries to feed Galvin down there. Cleared away by Van Horn. Controlled again in the middle by Nicole Mahoney. Working her way forward and now spraying it out wide to the right side. The first touch of Rangel, though, way too hard. Lozano's clearance, though, is going to ping off Rangel. Good work, though, by Scannell to get onto that. And here's a ball ladled over the top, looking for Hannah Harris. Out comes Magana, and she will clear that with the feet from about 5 yards outside her own penalty area. as that ball sat very nicely. A good weight on that from the hoof forward of Lozano. Fresno, though, back onto it. Kelly Garcon in the center circle. Sprayed out wide to the left side where Galvin is running with a head of steam. Here's Ruth Galvin. No, excuse me, it's out of Deakey and firing. Had Jaime sweep in from under her as the shot came loose, and it looks like Jaime is again on the deck holding her head. The shot from Avadikian carried well wide to the right. And it will be a goal kick when we get the opportunity, but Jaime yet again getting beaten up in the middle. She has left everything out there on the field, as have all the Vikings. The defenders had a very tough assignment coming in today, and I hope we'll hold their heads high. This was by no means a blowout. Just the execution of a number one seed. They've done what they were supposed to do. It appears that Jaime is going to leave the pitch here for a substitute. Puts her hand to her head and slows down. She was initially jogging, but doesn't seem to be able to do that. She is greeted by Bree Gonzalez as the cart comes out on the field to take her the rest of the way. So Gonzalez will enter for the final 7 minutes of today's match. A little bit of applause from the Fresno faithful as Jaime comes to the sideline. Taken a couple of blows to the head today. We hope she's all right. Elms with the goal kick, driven deep. Kelly Garcon pops this one up with the head. Going forward, touched on by Rangel looking for Galvin. Defended away nicely by DVC. Catania having a little trouble trying to clear as that ball bounced up to about knee height on her. Comes free though to Bree Gonzalez, trying to play it down the right wing for Hafner. Intercepted there though by Avadikian. Trying to touch through a defender is Galvin. She's going to fire from distance, but that's never going to trouble Megan Elms from about 25, 30 yards away. They've attempted 19 shots. Maybe one of the differences here is the higher percentage of them that have been on goal and been dangerous, at least early on, than what we saw during the first half when the Vikings came here in September. Goal kick headed by Izzy Avadikian out for a Viking throw. 6 minutes from time. I would imagine we're not likely to see a ton of stoppage time here. We did have the brief check on Yazzie as she hit the deck. But with a 3-0 result, I can't imagine more than a minute being given. Throw-in going down the sideline is controlled by Fresno. Brianna Chris punches this one forward. Daisy Lozano getting onto it. Settles it with the chest. Puts it down the left wing. Nice ball for JC. Just does curve a little too much. Chris gets onto it, but JC takes it right back. Trying to work her way towards the center, but doubled up by Jasmine Carrion, and she takes the ball away. Carrion working with Breckman. Triangulating now with Chris. Back to Brianna Chris, the defender. Forward now for Breckman. She's got Carrion wide open, but she elects not to feed her. Tries to go central. Taken away by Kelsey Catania. Nice touch by Curran, trying to go over the top to find Harris. Deflected away by Fresno. Taken back again by Kelsey Catania. The ball's out here on the near sideline for a Viking throw, I believe. It's been given to DVC. The near side match official seemed a little uncertain. Ball headed centrally now by Curran. Tries to put this one forward with a lob towards Harris. Ball pinging about in the middle of the penalty area for a moment there before finally being resolved by Nicole Mahoney. Popped up by Avery Van Horn trying to clear. Goodman and Rangel go up for it. Neither one of them quite make contact. Lozano works the ball forward with an outstretched boot. Curran unable to settle. Carrion will leave the throw here for Brianna Chris as Fresno try to grind out the final few minutes of this one. Chris, small run-up, now throws it down the line. Takes a deflection off Lozano, and they gain about 15 yards for another throw from this near side. And Chris will take this from very near the midfield stripe. Here comes a throw looking for the number three, Janelle Rangel. Drop back here for the 16, that is Alyssa Lugo, playing a little bit further forward all of a sudden. Maybe trying out a few things they might use in later rounds here. It's Kelly Garcon dribbling through two DVC defenders, works the ball into space for Janelle Rangel, runs a little long on her, she's at a very difficult angle at the right side of the 6-yard box, tried to lay it back for a teammate. I think that was Garcon still lurking after her run. Cleared away now by DVC. Nicole Mahoney on the ball under pressure from Ashley Scannell. Drop back now for Irwin. She'll put this to the left side now for Ruth Galvin. Did well to kind of dummy that ball and let it run to try to get by Van Horn. foul given, and they've given it against Van Horn. Look from here, like maybe Galvin actually threw an arm out at Van Horn, but that's not what is seen by today's match officials. So ninth foul on the day for DVC to 6 by Fresno. Your other statistics, 19-6, we've been outshot. 13-1 in shots on goal. Only troubled Magana that once through Ashley Scannell's turning volley. And 8-0, the corner kick advantage. We've really lived most of this game down at Megan Elm's end. Just to be expected, unfortunately, the dam broke a little early. Here's the corner kick in, the free kick in. They've gone directly on goal with shot number 20 and number 14 on goal, and that is, therefore, Megan Elm's 11th save of the day. The long drop kick from Elms hit for a moment by Hannah Harris. But recovered now by Fresno. They lay it down the right side for Jasmine Carrion. She settles down near the corner flag. Dribbles it around Yasmin Jaime. Laid back now for the number 3, Janelle Rangel. Curran trying to put on pressure. Comes free for Goodman near the edge of her 18. She clears with one touch. Headed back in towards the 18-yard box by Brianna Chris. Dealt with again by Callie. Header by Scannell settles the ball towards the path of JC, but a little bit too far in front. And it's out for another Fresno throw. Substitution is the number 20, Camila Figuera, gets a little bit of playing time here with 1.5 minutes to go. Again, we will see if any stoppage time is given by today's match official. It appears here, I think I saw a 2 gestured for by the fourth official, Mick Walker. And so it does appear there will be 1 minute of stoppage time given after this next minute 15 expires. And it's Kelly Garcon working forward, bodied off the ball by the arrival of Kelsey Catania. Lozano puts the ball out at the near sideline. And it will be another Fresno throw, and perhaps an appropriate way for this season to end, with the Vikings defending valiantly. That's been what we've seen a lot of this season. We'll see if they can be a bit more of an exciting attacking side next season. But for now, they've had their identity. It carried them to the playoffs. Just couldn't quite carry them through a very, very difficult matchup. Ball in possession of Brianna Chris. Lays it down the right sideline for Kelly Garcon near the end line. Daisy Lozano shepherds it out, and a goal kick coming up here with about 1 minute left to go in today's encounter for Megan Elms. Scannell and Harris up top await a deep ball from Megan. Belted long. Kelsey Catania almost gets ahead to it. Brianna Gonzalez, a couple touches, but it bounced up a little awkwardly on her. Still working hard is Catania to try to muscle that ball off, as is Scannell right now. Mahoney puts it out wide to the right side. What a settle by Jasmine Carrion there, but Lozano comes up and punches the ball away. Catania putting it out to the left side, looking for the run of JC. Too far in front again and too close to the midfield stripe. We're 20 seconds into stoppage time, of which we expect only maybe another 20. Throw-in coming up for the Vikings for Daisy Lozano. Actually, exactly how I remember the playoff ending last year, with a left back, in that case Emily Maldonado, going over to chase and getting ready to put in a throw. Lots of weird parallels. Would have liked to have had a goal like we did last time as well, but it's a hard thing to do. Last number 16 team that's even scored in one of these games was Kenyatta College back in 2007. The ball is back in possession here of Fresno through Brianna Chris. She tries a little lob over the top, headed away by Daisy Lozano, controlled by Bree Gonzalez, laid all the way back to Callie Goodman. The 1 minute has expired. Ball played over to the near sideline. JC unsuccessful trying to keep the ball in, and it will be Chris to offer the throw in here, and that will in all likelihood be it. Chris down the sideline, controlled there by Figuera, trying to dribble her way into the middle. Puts it towards the top of the 18. Nobody really there, though. Bree Gonzalez hoofing the ball deep. Ball filters through here on the counter clearance by Fresno, but it's all the way to Megan Elms. Does not reach Ruth Galvin, who was trying to run onto that. Long clearance popped up in the air here in the midfield by Kelly Garzon. It's going to come free here to Kelsey Catania as the Vikings look for one last opportunity. Awkward touch is not going to find JC. Controlled there by Carrion. Worked wide to the right for Camila Figuera. Cleared by Daisy Lozano. And that is going to do it. Mr. Lipkowski whistles today's encounter to a close and whistles DVC's 2014 season to a close. It was always going to be tough sledding against the number one seed, the undefeated Fresno City College Rams. They advance to take on either Feather River or Ohlone in the middle of next week. Our road ends here. We'll go back to the studio for final comments and a farewell for 2014. But from Fresno City College, your final score, Fresno 3, DVC 0.
And welcome to the playoffs postgame show, ending the 2014 season right where it all began here on Viking Soccer Real Time. Upsets like the one the Vikings had in mind today, they don't happen very often. Even though you come to the park feeling like it's going to take place, the statistics tell you a different story. They tell you that these things hardly ever happen. And yet, the feeling of loss as the season ends is no less real for the fact that you can see it coming. It was a pretty broken up locker room this afternoon and for a good chunk of the ride home. There's no need to really belabor the game itself. We spent a good bit of time summing it all up during the final half hour of the match itself. The Vikings came up against a very good team, technically and tactically, and that team got on top of them with a little bit of the tactics that we were expecting to see from them for the first goal, and then a moment of brilliance from a very composed striker in Janelle Rangel, authoring her 14th goal of the season. Obviously not her first rodeo. Against a team that has given up just 7 goals this season, DVC never quite got their feet under them in the attack, and they authored just one shot on goal. A third goal by team-leading scorer Rihanna Chavez, and an all-realistic hope of a comeback pretty early in the second half, and that was that. So I'm not going to end this podcast with any further analysis or highlights. What's over is over, be it a game, a season, or in the case of 5 wonderful sophomores, a DVC career. I'd like instead to take a moment, if you'll allow me, and if you'll listen to the last 5 minutes, to tell you what this season has meant to me. Viking Soccer Real Time has been a dream of mine concretely for about a year now. I attended a few DVC games last year, and on a whim, I started calling the games into my cell phone just to see if I would listen to myself on the radio. But on a deeper level, it's really something I've wanted to do for almost 25 years. And it dates back to a May night back in Baltimore when I watched my first Orioles game. As my bedtime rolled around, my dad took me upstairs and dialed in WBAL on the radio, and the voices of Joe Angel and John Miller took me through to the end of the 9th inning, or whenever it was I fell asleep. I don't honestly remember that part. What I do remember is the immediate fascination I had with people that could paint a picture with their voice and bring you along for a ride that you couldn't see anywhere else except in your mind. And that was how I grew up experiencing sports. Watching a game on TV or going to the ballpark was a unique treat. So it was those voices that became my eyes on the field. And when my obsession with soccer began in 2006, I started by following a small team in Italy whose games I could pull in on streaming radio. And I listened to 35 of the 38 games that year through the keen eye, the excitable voice, and the ear-singeing goal celebrations of Chievo Verona's Simone Antolini. I always wondered what an English language version of him would sound like. This year, I decided to become it and find out. These last 3 months have been one of the unique joys of my life, getting to know the girls and the coaches, spending 2 afternoons a week delighting them and myself, and experiencing with them the agony and the ecstasy of a full season, all the way from tryouts back in August through today's final whistle and the bus ride that followed. And knowing that there was an audience waiting to hear about the exploits of the green and white, that kept me motivated to keep researching opponents, interviewing coaches and players, and even driving several hours for a few of these road games to be sure that I brought as much of that information, that perspective, and of course, that raw emotion to you as possible. So before we close the book on the 2014 season, allow me to say a few thank yous to those who supported this. First, I have to thank my good friend Heather Jensen. She gave me several pushes to make this a reality, especially as I struggled with my own perception that this was a childish pursuit, just because it's something I've wanted to do since I was 9. You may not have known it, but you've actually heard her influence for the entire season, the whistle in the closing theme music that you hear right after the game itself ends is actually her. Thank you to the athletic director, Christine Worsley, and DVC coach, Colleen Mullins, who've been behind this from the day I proposed it to them and have given me more support and access than I ever dreamed. I, for one, was ready to just entertain myself on the far sideline and stay out of the way. The perspective you frequently got from the team benches was their idea. Thank you to Aya Shirai and Avery Van Horn, to to my knowledge at least, my very first regular listeners. Thank you to DVC's dynamic director of sports information, Rich Hamilton, who had the technical end of this on such lockdown that all I had to do was show up for games and record my studio bits in the comfort of my own home, also known, by the way, as the VSRT Studios in Martinez, California. Thank you to the sophomores, the five of you that volunteered your time and your voices to let me bring you a unique perspective on the end of your Vikings careers. I will truly miss seeing all of you when I arrive at Vikings Field next season. And lastly, thank you to all the players who put on the high drama theater that I brought to you twice a week for the last 3 months, and who welcomed me as a member of their team, even offering astute advice on such things as game day wardrobe and proper flying high-five technique. I don't think I did a great job hiding my honest affection for you all, especially when things were going badly, and especially when things went well. I'll be counting down the days until we start this all over again. For all of them, this is Joe Hickey, signing off for 2014 and wishing you dreams of green and a happy offseason. We'll see you again in August on Viking Soccer Real Time.